This is 2EC playing the South Coast's greatest hits, and it's time to speak to the president of the Bega River and Wetlands Landcare, otherwise known as Brawl, Chris Allen. G'day, Chris. How are you?
G'day. I'm pretty good, thanks.
Now, we spoke a couple of months ago, but I was down at the Bega River just the other afternoon, and I actually saw some of those beautiful river oaks that are very, very old, and then it got me thinking about you, and I just thought we'd touch base and see how Brawl's going.
Yeah, happy to share how things have been. We continue to have our regular monthly working bees and usually get about 10 volunteers along for those events, 10 to 12 volunteers. They've been lovely events, always are, not only in terms of, and it really is amazing what a bunch of people can do in terms of looking after the plants down there and clearing the weeds and all that sort of stuff in a short period of time.
It looks absolutely amazing, Chris. Can I say that? And for those who don't know, Brawl, as you said, are a group of volunteers who are working to rehabilitate a stretch of the Bega River. And you've been at it since 2006. And some of the work that you've been doing is protecting some of those ancient river oaks, controlling weeds, and just revegetating the area with native plants. It looks amazing.
Thanks. You know, one of the really lovely things about it is the number of people who come by when we're working down there and just really expressing appreciation for the work that's been done. It is something that is deeply appreciated by the community, I know.
Can you tell me a little bit about those oak trees that are down by the riverbank? They're very old. I have a feeling they're, 100, if not more, years old.
I'm not sure, but I suspect they're several hundred years old. It's quite a few people who really know that particular species of tree say they have never seen trees, river oaks, as large and as ancient as those ones down there. They are really special. Interestingly enough, there was a fellow called Augustus Robinson who came by, who then had the title of Aboriginal Protector.
Yes.
And he came by Bega in 1848, and the river oaks was something that he mentioned. He was truly impressed by the river oaks then, and I'm confident they're the same trees he was looking at.
Absolutely.
That are still there.
And it must have been a sacred area for the local Aboriginals as well, because it definitely has that feeling when I was down there yesterday of just a very sacred place.
Absolutely, yeah. And, even in recent times, quite a few Aboriginal people were living down on the river, and they were really actively involved in particularly the harvesting of beans and corn that were grown along the river flats in those days. So they've had deeply connected to that part of the world.
Okay, so Chris, for those who want to connect with you, it's a very family-friendly type of activity that you're doing, I understand. When do you guys meet?
Look, usually we gather on first Monday of every month, starting at 9:30. But that said, we've actually put that next working bee off until the following Monday. So it's Monday the 13th of December.
Yep.
And we'll be meeting at the Bega River Reserve, which is down at the bottom of Auckland Street there.
Yes.
At the picnic tables. So we'll be gathering there and working in that section. That's one of the sites that we have down there. So we'll be working in that section. And look, anybody who's interested in joining us is more than welcome.
All right. And they can contact you on Facebook. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So it's Brawl, B-R-A-W-L, or
yes.
Your email address, and correct me if I'm wrong, is BegaRiverAndWetlandsCare@gmail.com.
That's right, yes.
Good on you, Chris. Well, best of luck, and hopefully you get a few people down there on the 13th of December to help you continue your great work down there.
Good on you, buddy.